All right, Nicholas, is there another module that we're going to discuss here?
Yes, Module 5 is Website Analytics. In this module, I'm going to cover a magic secret I learned as a computer programmer that you can use to help you increase conversions on your website. I will also prove to you scientifically how the magic secret actually works. For the proof, I need you to go to yourmarketingmastermind.com/star.jpg and print out 3 copies. And what this is 1 5-point star with a slightly larger 5-point star around it.
Okay, I'm there, and I'm looking at a picture of a 5-pointed star. Let me print it out. Print 3 of them?
Yep.
Okay, I have printed 3 copies, and they are in front of me. What do I do next?
Okay, on the first one, write a 0 on the top right corner.
Of the paper or on the star?
Of the paper.
Okay, 0, yeah.
Okay, now get a vanity mirror, or like a small makeup mirror, and a pen.
Okay.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay, hold the pen in your right hand and put the pen tip at the leftmost point of the star, in between the 2 lines of the star.
All right, pen in my right hand and put the pen on the left point?
Yep.
Okay.
And then hold the mirror so that you could see the star in your pen tip.
Okay, yeah.
And then looking at the mirror only, start drawing a line between the 2 stars going clockwise. You're just tracing around through the middle there. And you want to do it looking at the mirror only. You don't want to look at the paper. Don't even peek at it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having a hard time here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty tough to do.
Yeah. Did you get all the way around?
No, not even. I can't even get past the first corner. Should I try and go all the way around?
Yeah, just do the best you can.
Jeez, this is impossible. All right. I'm not even close, but I got the point. It's very hard to do. Okay, now.
Okay. The line's all over the place, right?
All over the place.
Okay. Put that aside for now, and then we'll get back to the module. Just when you thought you finally finished the work on your website, the work has really just begun. In this module, we're going to use statistics to go over the importance of testing every aspect of your site.
I'm not a big math person or a fan of statistics, but what is this all about?
I know right now you're probably reflecting on how much fun you had in your college statistics or math class, but unfortunately I've taken all the fun out of this module and will tell you just a handful of statistics you need to look for, an easy way to find them, what they mean, and how they affect your profit. This is actually going to be the most important module, and we're going to start out with the 9 key areas that you can improve to result in an exponential increase in sales.
Exponential, what does that mean? Meaning what?
Let me give you an example of what I mean by exponential. Let's say you work on just 4 out of the 9 areas. For example, you have currently 1,000 people visiting your site a month, 800 people that go to your homepage go to a second page, 400 people that go to the second page reach the shopping cart, and 300 people that reach the shopping cart order. Let's say you improve each of those 4 categories by just 5%. At first glance, you might think that would equate to 15 times 4 or 60% new orders. However, since you're now going to have 1,050 people visiting your site, you're going to have 892 people on the second page, 490 people get to the shopping cart, and 392 which will order. So you actually have 92 more orders than before, which is an over 30% increase in sales. And assuming you're at least breaking even before, the net profit from the 30% of new sales is going to be far greater than your net profit on your first 300 orders. And keep in mind, this isn't hard to do. You're only improving 4 areas, a mere 5%. And if you haven't tested anything yet, I guarantee you'll be able to improve at least 5%. And this doesn't mean you increase click-through by 5 percentage points. You're only increasing the overall results by 5%. For example, if you're getting 20 out of 100 people to click, you only need to increase that to 21 out of 100 people to get your 5%. That's only one more person.
Yeah, that sounds pretty feasible.
Yep. Now back to our stars. Take the second copy of your star and put a 5 in the top right corner. It's been about 5 minutes since you did the first one.
Right.
And then trace around this one like you did before.
All right. Got it. The star looks about the same.
Okay, put that one aside too. Let's get back to the module. I was telling you how 4 small changes on your site can turn into a 30% increase in sales.
All right, is there really that much on a website that I'm going to be able to change?
Yes, the thing most people don't realize is everything on your website either adds or subtracts to your conversions in some form. People get a site design that looks cool, it might have some neat flash on it, some good stock photos, but most designers are creative artists and not experts in marketing or web usability. Whether it's the colors, the pictures, the font use, the text, the nav bar, etc., it's still going to have some effect on your conversions and in turn on your revenue. The one thing you must do is continually test and retest every aspect of your site. There is literally an infinite amount of testing you can do, and hence an infinite amount of improvements you can make. You may have heard that one headline for an ad can outpull another up to 17 times. The same goes for aspects of your website. You'll be amazed how one small change will increase your revenue. And the best thing about this, there's no additional cost to you. I'm now going to talk about the 9 statistics you must know for your site.
All right, what do I need to know for this? Do I have to go out and buy special software for testing all this stuff?
In order to find these out, you'll have to utilize your web traffic software. They're found in your control panel. The one I like is called AWStats. First of all, it's very detailed and has the stats we're going to be looking for in this module. Second, it comes with many of the control panels, including the cPanel brand, which is the most widely used, so you're likely to have it. And third, the software is free. You'll want to go in at least once a month to check your stats. So if you're doing it once a month, go in the first week of the new month to look at stats for the previous month.
All right, so I'm going to go into my control panel here real quick for hardtofindseminars.com.
Okay.
And then all the icons pop up, and I go on to Web FTP Stats.
Right.
So anyone who's hosting with your company, you're going to provide this software as part of their hosting plan?
Right.
Okay, so AWStats. All right, let me click on that.
For those of you listening, we're including a Camtasia video that will show you what to look for when you're inside AWStats.
So let's get started. What are we looking at here?
Number one is NOH, the number of hits. This is how many people came to your site. And to find this out, look for unique visitors in your AWStats.
All right, number of hits. Okay, what's next?
Number two is conversion rate, or CR. This is going to be number of major actions divided by NOH, your unique visitors. By major action, I mean the physical action you want the person to take when they go to your site. In most cases, this will be purchase something. For big ticket items, it might be fill out a form to request more info. For a restaurant, it may be click on printer friendly on your coupon page. Or maybe signing up for your mailing list.
All right, so in this software, the AWStats, we will probably have to utilize other information, more like our orders, to determine a conversion rate, right?
Right.
All right, what's next?
Number three is ASO, or average size order. As with all businesses, there are three ways to grow. Number one, increase the number of customers. Number two, increase the number of times they buy from you per year. And number three, increase the amount they spend each time. Number three is your ASO.
All right.
Number four is CPA, or cost per acquisition. This is the amount you spend to get a conversion. This is going to be calculated by taking the amount you spend on marketing and dividing it by the number of major actions. The number of major actions was your numerator from number two. Number five is cost per hit, the amount it costs to get someone to your site. This is the amount you spend on marketing divided by your NOH, unique visitors. Number six is LV, or lifetime value. This is going to be the amount you make per customer over their lifetime. For example, if your product sells for $100, it costs you $50 to make it. Your CPA is $25, and the average customer buys from you twice a year and stays a customer for 3 years. By looking at lifetime value, you'll see one customer is worth $275 as opposed to looking at the one-time sale, which you only make $25 on.
It's a whole different way of looking at a customer.
Right. Number seven is ER, or exit rate. Part of the things that AWStats track is the exit rate for each page. You'll see a column for viewed and exit. To find the exit rate, divide exit by viewed. You're going to want to find this for each page, or at least your main pages. Number eight is SCAR, or shopping cart abandonment rate. Similar to ER, SCAR is the exit rate for shopping cart pages. How many people go to your site, get all the way to the shopping cart, and then leave without purchasing? Number nine is MAR, and I have this one with a lowercase m, and it's for micro action rate. This is how many people took a micro action as opposed to your major action from number two. A micro action can be adding a product to the cart, clicking onto a second page after the home page, or clicking on more info for your featured product.
So that would be a micro action, asking for more information or adding a product.
Right.
But does it measure if they ordered? Not really, just the action.
Right.
Does the SCAR, the shopping cart abandonment rate, determine if they abandon the URL or just abandon the shopping cart? Could they have abandoned the shopping cart and gone back to another page on the site, or does it determine if they went and logged off your site completely?
This is when they leave the site completely.
Okay, that's pretty good information.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got my stats somewhat figured out here. Now, how can I increase them?
Let me go through them one by one. Number one, the NOH. This is the number of people coming to your site. So to increase it, you would have to change your ad or offer on the site's linking end, or what's called the referring site. Number two is CR, conversion rate. Your CR can be improved in many ways. A few that come to the top of my head are restate your guarantee on your order form, have a link back to the product page from your checkout page, and have your phone number on each page of the order form, and have your top-selling product or products on your homepage.
That's some good advice. That's pretty easy to do.
Right.
Okay, number three?
Number three, ASO, average size order. A couple ideas for this one are when someone adds an item to the shopping cart, suggest a combo with the related item, or suggest a higher quality, or select deluxe or newer model.
Okay, so upsell at the time they're ordering.
Right.
Okay.
Number four, CPA, cost per acquisition. This is increased by working on number one and number two.
Okay. Number five?
Number five, cost per hit. Like number four, this is a stat you should know, and it's improved by increasing number one.
Okay.
Number six, LV, lifetime value. There are many ways to improve this. The best way is to get the customer to purchase a second time. You've already spent the big marketing dollars to get them to buy once. Now thank them for their purchase, send them a welcome item or welcome pack, and keep in contact with them, either by email, phone, or snail mail. A second way is you can sell until further notice products or services. This guarantees a recurring income until the customer contacts you saying to cancel the service or stop delivery. If you don't sell a consumable item, you could do a blank of the month club. Number seven is ER, the exit rate. If it's unusually high for one page, find out why. There's usually something you need to change. Either the user can't find what they're looking for, your price isn't competitive, or you're not listing enough details on the product.
Okay, number eight?
Eight is SCAR, shopping cart abandonment rate. Some reasons why your SCAR could be high are the cost of shipping is too high, the checkout process is too long, products are out of stock at checkout time, checkout requires too much personal information, long download times, lack of contact information, the checkout process is confusing, the site requires registration before purchase, and there's no order tracking options.
What's an order tracking option?
For example, if you ordered a product on most sites, they send you a FedEx or UPS number, or you could log in at that site and click track my order, and it'll tell you where it's at.
Oh, I see. Okay, the track where it is. Okay, go ahead.
Nine is MAR, micro action rate. Look at how many unique visitors you've had, and then how many went to page two, page three, or your order page. Make small controlled changes to see how they affect your micro actions. You'd be surprised how even small text changes, such as changing buy now to order now, make a difference.
Nicholas, you said you're a web programming guru. All the big companies have programmers to come up with ways to increase sales. What is it that a programmer knows that I wouldn't know how to do as it relates to improving my web sales?
Well, one thing is they're going to be using split testing to improve the stats we talked about earlier. Let me go into detail on how to do this. And I want to note that this section is a little more technical, but I'm including it here because it's also very powerful. And one of the advantages of studying marketing from a computer programmer is you'll learn hidden technical secrets and advantages. Just as we talked about split testing with Google AdWords in Module 2, you can also split test items on your website. Michael, are you in front of your computer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go to my site, yourmarketingmastermind.com/test.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, now hit refresh a couple times. You see how that image changes?
Yeah, I see how the image changes. It goes from image 2, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1. Two, one. Yeah, got
hover over that image, it's actually a hyperlink, and then look at the URL it's going to in the status bar for your browser.
Okay, so it's got test image 1, JPG.
Right. And then in your status bar in the bottom left of your browser.
Oh, I see. It shows you where it is. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and that's the page it's going to link to. And then if you refresh it, look at the same for the other image.
Yeah, you got page 2, HTML. Okay, got it.
So one's going to page 1 and one's going to page 2.
Right.
Then when you actually click to that page, it's the exact same content, even though it has a different page name. That's just for tracking purposes. That's because what I'm testing here is which image works better. We're only testing one variable. Since the image is changing at random, the impressions are going to be virtually the same, so you just need to go to your stats program and look at the total number of hits for those pages. Like in AdWords, you want to wait till you have enough clicks built up before you determine which image is better, and allowing some clicks to build up will mitigate any margin of error.
Will the stats program allow me to test the different variables?
What you're looking for in the stats program is how many people went to page1.html and how many went to page2.html, because then you'll know which image they clicked on.
But to get the different pages to alternate, how is that set up?
We'll go into that in a little while.
Okay. I really just know front page and some HTML. How hard is this stuff? Am I going to be able to actually do this?
Yes, it's not that hard. On the page you were just on, there's a link to get the code. I already wrote the code. It's only a couple lines, so you can just paste it into your page. And if you don't know HTML, then you would have your webmaster or get a developer to implement it. Just send them the code and they'll know exactly what to do.
Okay, I think I'm ready. Tell me how this works exactly.
Well, the big names, they have a lot of expensive equipment, including load balancers, which can send one person to their site on one server, then it takes the next person, sends them to their site on a second server. That way is great if you have an unlimited monetary supply, but if you're on a budget like me, I'm going to show you a way to do this on your $10 shared hosting plan.
Okay, how do we do it?
The way to have two different versions of the items on your site rotate dynamically is to use a web programming language like PHP. Now, we're not going to cover how to program here, and I'm going to assume you don't have any program experience. I already have the code already written. You just have to paste it in. Like what I showed you on that page earlier, we're going to test two different pictures for a product, and to determine the pull rate for each one, we're going to have the link for each go to a different page, and then use our web stats to see which page got the most hits. Now we're counting the hits to that page the product's linking to. So let's say right now it's going to a page called product A.html. We're going to make two copies of that and call them product A1.html and product A2.html.
All right, how does that code come into play here?
The code says pick a number, either 1 or 2. Then it says if number 1 is picked, display image 1 and make the link go to product A1.html. And if number 2 is picked, then display image number 2 and make the link go to product A2.html. Give your stats some time to build up, then compare and drop the worst performing picture and leave the best one on there. That one's now your control. Now you can run that same test with a third image or change a different picture on the website.
All right, so will this only test pictures?
No, there's virtually an infinite amount of things you could test on your site. You could test pictures, text, paragraphs, calls to action, buttons, colors, and so on. Each small improvement is going to parlay the increase into your next improvement, creating an exponential increase in sales.
What do I need to do to get this code to work?
For the code to work, one thing you have to do is make sure your server supports PHP. Most of them do, and if you're not sure, ask your web host. The second thing is to make sure the file name ends in .php. If you're working on your homepage and it's called index.htm, rename that to index.php. And then if you have other pages that link to it, you'll need to change the link. And all of my shared hosting plans at penguinwebhosting.com come with that PHP and all the software and everything we're going to talk about here.
All right. Is this all that's possible using programming to split test?
Nope. This is just the most basic form of split testing. The sky is really the limit. For example, you can use session variables to split test the whole site or store some data in the database. Or if your site has registration, you can even pair that up with your data.
Since we're on a technical note, one thing I want to be able to track better is my newsletter. Is there anything I can do with that?
Yes, let me talk about analytics and newsletters. We'll cover some basic stats you can figure out easily, and I will tell you about the invisible pixel and how the big guys use this to test subjects. When sending out a newsletter, the stats you want to know are 1. TS, or total sent. How many total emails did you send out? The script you used to do the mailing will tell you this. Number 2 is NO, or number open. How many people open your mailing? For this, you need to insert a pixel and then check your traffic stats to see how many times that pixel was viewed. I'll describe this in detail a little bit later. Number 3, OR, or opened rate. To get this, divide NO by TS. Number opened by total sent. Number 4 is ORFES, the opened rate for each subject. This is going to be figured out in your pre-sending. By pre-sending, I mean test with a small portion of your list before sending to the majority of people. Number 5 is NOAT, the number of hits from the emailing, how many people clicked on the link to go to your site. 6 is CRE, conversion rate for the emailing, how many people bought the product or service you were trying to sell from the newsletter. I'm going to give you a little technical knowledge on how to test multiple subjects on one mailing. Don't worry, you don't need to be a programmer to do this. Let's say your database contains 10,000 emails and you want to test 4 different subjects. Go to yourmarketingmastermind.com/pixel, download pixel.html, pixel1.html, pixel2.html, and pixel3.html. What these are actually invisible pixels, and there's a trick for how you can use them in your mailing. First off, let me say this to help you understand what I'm going to be talking about. You're going to need to send your emails in HTML format. You can still have them appear as if they're a plain text email, but the actual header of the email needs to say content type, text HTML, plus a couple other things. Just to note, there's a detailed example of how to do this on my site. The invisible pixel is a trick the big guys use to test subjects on their mailings. What the pixel is an image 1 pixel in size, and it's a transparent GIF. Now, most stats programs don't track GIFs, but you can trick your stats program into thinking the pixel is an HTML document, like a page on your site, just by changing the extension from .gif to .html. You put this pixel.html image in your image source tag, just as if you were calling pixel.gif. Okay, back to the mailing. You have 10,000 people and you're testing 4 different subjects. Start out by taking the first 200 people on your list to use for an A-B split. Send 100 with the first subject, and in the email, the only 2 differences are going to be the subject and the pixel called in the HTML of your email. You can put the pixel anywhere in your message, usually at the end, and the code for the first message will read image src equals your domain slash pixel.html, and then on the second, you would do the same thing except use pixel1.html and send to the second 100 people on your list using your second subject.
All right, so this is hidden in my email that goes out as an HTML email, looks like text, and I hide this HTML code in the email. They don't see it, but it'll tell me which one gets a better result.
Right, they don't see it, but your stats program will see it.
Okay, got it.
Okay, you want to wait at least 6 to 8 hours to give people a chance to open the email, then go to your web stats and see which page had more hits, either pixel.html or pixel1.html. The one with the most hits is your winner, your control. Write down the number of hits your control got and the amount of time you waited to check, and they'll make up a third subject and send people 201 to 300 on your list. Wait the same amount of time as you did for the first group, and then compare it with the number you wrote down. You just don't want to go to your stats to look at the first number again. You want to use what you wrote down, because it's probably going to be a little bit higher, because more people would have had time to open the mailing. And then you want to repeat that process with people 301 to 400 for your fourth subject. After you've done that, you'll know the best subject from the 4 mailings, and then you can send the people 401 to 10,000 on your list. Just make sure you don't send it to the first 400 again, because it's going to be annoying if they got the same email twice. After you found the best subject, before emailing to the whole group, you might want to take the next 400 people on your list and test some of the content of the email. Aside from the subject, the most important of the email is the PS. What this means is the user is actually going to scan down the whole email and get to the very end before they start reading parts of it. You can test the PS, you could try using bullets, you can test the offer, the call to action, and the price. The key to remember is only test one thing at a time. I didn't mention this earlier, but the first test you want to do with your mailing is to send it to yourself, to Yahoo email, and to Hotmail email. When sending it to yourself, check the spam score. Now, the best way to get your message through is to have your people on the whitelist. When they first sign up for your mailing list, on the thank you page, after they sign up, give instructions on how they can whitelist your email. If you have Spam Assassin, and this is the most popular spam blocking tool, and it's used by the cPanel control panel, so you probably have it. Check the headers of the email. The headers are special portions of the message that your email server adds, and they're not shown when viewing the message regularly. In Outlook, to do this, right-click on the message, and then choose Options. What you're looking for is the email header line that starts with x-spam-status, then they'll say yes or no, and have score equals and a number. Look at what your score says. The default Spam Assassin uses 5. If your email has a score of over 5, it's going to get blocked by most people. I have my Spam Assassins block anything over a 4, and other people have it more strict than me, like a 3.5 or 3. So you want your email to be at least below 5 and as close to 0 as possible. The Spam Assassin headers will actually tell you why points were given to, things like subject in all caps, URL list in the SPL blacklist, or attempts to describe a trigger word. And you'll also want to test sending to Yahoo and Hotmail email to make sure they're not putting it in the user's bulk mail folder.
That is some great advice there. I've definitely learned some good stuff here. All right, let's get back to this secret, Nick. I'm dying to know what the magic secret is. What is it?
When I was a computer programmer working on difficult programs, I was often up late till 1:30, 2 a.m. If I got stuck or ran into a tricky error, I would often be up to 4 or 5 in the morning and still not have it figured out. However, in the morning, within 15 minutes, I would have it solved. After too many nights of staying up till 5 a.m., one time I got stuck, and instead of staying up trying to fix it, I decided to go to bed, hoping that I would know what to do in the morning. Sure enough, once I woke up, worked on it for 15 minutes, the problem was solved. In the future, I used that same method. It was like the solution to the computer program magically came to me in my sleep. I'll tell you what this has to do with internet marketing in a minute. Now let's get that third star out and put number 60 in the top right corner and then trace through it like you did with the first two. Now it's been about an hour since you did the last one. Do you think this third one's going to be neater, sloppier, or the same as the second one?
I'm thinking it's going to be just as sloppy, but let's see. Yeah, it's actually a little bit better, actually, yeah.
Okay, it's coming out better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
A lot better, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that because it's been working out in my head?
Right, that's because your brain took in the information about an hour ago, and it needs time to think about and process it without you knowing or actively thinking about it. That's the same reason I was able to solve my computer programs after sleeping on it.
Yeah, that's good.
This can also be applied to internet marketing. When you're looking at your stats, going over the number, looking at the old ads, looking at your micro and macro actions, you have a tendency to develop myopia. You're not looking at the big picture, and you haven't given your brain enough time to interpret the data for coming up with the best ideas. So next time you're looking over your stats, before changing your ad or changing something on your site, give it a few hours or even sleep on it.
All right, that's amazing. Can we recap a little bit here of what we've learned in this module, Nicholas?
Yep, this module should keep you busy for a while. You want to start out by writing down all your stats that we talked about, and before sending your next newsletter, make sure you know what you're going to test.